So I decided last night to watch the last three innings of the Mets-Yankees game. And when I was done, I spent half my time shaking my head. Like, does anybody here know how to play the game? We get to, let's see, there's a play at the plate. Nimmo goes way around. I'm going to go to third. Oh, I'm not going to go to third. Like, look, don't run yourself out of the inning. Like, figure out how to play here. Okay? Some common sense. All right. But now I'm watching late in the game. And the Mets get out of the top of the 10th inning, don't give up a run. So they have to put a runner on second. Okay. All right. And the and to me, at this point, hey, the game is tied. Bunt him to third. Okay, get him over there. Bunt him to third. Now he can score in a sacrifice fly. He can score in a tough infield play. He can score in a base hit. He can score in an error. He can score in a wild pitch. He can score in a pass ball. He can score in a balk. All right? You got 1,000 different ways to score from third with less than two outs. And the guy at the plate, I have no idea who it was. No idea. Okay. And they said, well, he was a middle of the hitter order in the middle of the order hitter in the minors. And he can't bunt. I'm like, you can't bunt? Anytime you take batting practice, at least when I was going through, when I was playing baseball, the first thing we had to do is we had to lay down two successful bunts.
Same here.
All right? And then, you know, not just trying to show you can bunt, but, you know, you want to see the bat hit the ball, you know, a little hand eye, you know, okay, now I'm seeing the ball. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons to do it. Can't bunt. Naturally, of course, he strikes out. It doesn't matter. He makes no contact with the ball. It's like, it was brilliant. Great. Then Nimmo comes to the plate. Drives it deep to right field. This is where the comedy of errors begins. All right? First of all, it's a left-handed power hitter. And I don't know who the Yankee right fielder is. He's playing in. In for what? You're worried you can't throw him out at the play? What, on a base hit? But that's a base hit. He's going to score. Come on. All right? But he's playing in. If he's playing normal depth, he catches the ball. So, okay, doesn't know how to play. Then the ball's hit over his head, and then he just turns around and walks away. Doesn't know how to play. Okay? Flat out, just doesn't know how to play. All right? And then the guy at second base, instead of going halfway, goes 4 feet off the bag looking at it. Like, go halfway. Now the play becomes closer at the plate. Gleyber Torres, to his credit, backed it up. All right? Does anybody know how to play this game? It's the major leagues. It's stunning. Stunning. The base runner doesn't know how to play. The right fielder doesn't know how to play. The guy at the plate before him can't bunt, so he doesn't know how to play. And you're paying all this money to watch all these people who don't know how to play? The Mets won the game 4-3, but it was an embarrassment to the profession. Wow. Wow. Yeah, let's hit the wall. That's it. hit the wall. It did. What do you mean it's hit the wall? It's, you pick the ball up and you hustle your backside off. You get the ball back in. You never know what's going to happen.
I know. I can't stand when players do that.
But you don't know how to play. He's mispositioned, and he doesn't know how to play. That's your right fielder of the most overrated team in baseball the last 12 and a half years. The Dallas Cowboys of Major League Baseball. Okay? That's your right fielder. The guy running, I care, was it Escobar? I don't know who the heck
was. Yeah, it was Escobar.
Right? Goes 2-3 feet off the bag. For what? Go halfway. Now, it's actually a race to the plate because he doesn't know how to play. Like, what are we doing here? Man, I sit there and I'm like, what is going on?